This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised, all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and beneath our mighty hands tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just a thank you and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. Now, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Prepare the people's heart here this night, Lord, to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Hide us behind Calvary's cross and on this little plate. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, we'd like you to open up to the book of Psalms, Psalms 37 verse 4, then we'll be looking at Romans 8 verse 28 and 1 John 5 verse 4 and 5. And the word of God reads in Psalms 37 verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Romans 8 verse 18 says, for I reckon on that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word here tonight. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Well, we're ever so grateful and thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring forth his word here tonight. Just for these next few minutes, if I may, I'll ask you to pray for us and with us. As we want to be talking about, it is time for you to bounce back from your setback. It's time for you to bounce back from your setback. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, whenever you make a commitment to the Lord, be prepared to face the enemy unrelenting attempt to set you back. I'm going to say it again. Child of God, whenever you make a quality decision and commitment to the Lord, be prepared to face the enemy unrelenting attempt to try to set you back. You see, Satan, our spiritual enemy, the accuser of the brethren, he will victoriously, vigorously oppose every attempt at every spiritual advancement you make. Yes, the enemy, who is the devil? Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So believers in Christ, in the year of 2021, there are great pressure at this hour to try to get us as believers of Christ, to try to get us to compromise the gospel by encouraging us to join ourselves to those who claim to believe the gospel. They add things to the gospel message that is totally destroying the grace of God. That's why we got to study the word of God for ourselves. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There is false prophet in the land. There is genuine Christianity where people are serious about their walk with God. And there's also counterfeit that try to blend in order to fit in. That's why the word says, first to test the spirit by the spirit to see if it is of God or not. But if you don't know the word for yourself, I'm talking about God's word. I'm talking about absolute truth. That's why you have to have a quality time set to where you can go to your secret closet and have a spiritual encounter with the Lord. Make it a priority in your business schedule each and every day to have a little talk with Jesus. So people of God, we have to remember that we do have an enemy, and the enemy is not people. It is the devil, the accuser of the brethren. He sometimes uses people to do his bidding, but he is the one that goes around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So the devil will oftentimes use the tool of discouragement to try to discourage you for the assignment that God has given for you to do. He does this by trying to whisper to you things like, what are you doing? What are you doing will not make a difference in your community, in your state, your country, or your world, or even in eternity. You see, Satan, he's very cunning. He's very slick, trying to be sly. So we, as believers of Christ, has to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the schemes of the devil. You see, the devil tries to discourage even pastors, ministers of the gospel, and other ministers that is serious about their assignment that God has given them. The devil tries to inform them when people who you have been working, that we have been working with, turn against us as ministers of the gospel, and they go spreading unjustified criticism because they lead others out of the church in order to attach themselves to cause like cliques within the body of Christ. You see, the enemy, the devil, he will remind preachers by saying, you are just laboring in vain. But the Bible says that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, because it's God's work and not ours. All we are instruments. All we are messengers that bring forth a message that's lifting up the name of Jesus and bringing God's word to God's people. Satan, the devil, he will use misinformation and false accusation to try to oppose and undermine godly leaders, men and women of God. So now, again, tonight what I'm talking about, it's time for you as an individual, as a child of God, to bounce back from your setback. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, now the Lord is that spirit. Now the Lord is the spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So people of God, all of us, at one time or another, have fallen. We either had a setback or an emotional battle that took place, causing oppression and depression in our lives. You see, the incident that we went through, or I may say the trial that God allowed us to go through, it will do one or two things. It can either make you better or it'll make you bitter. The choice is yours to make while you're going through. So, beloved, it is time, a child of God, to bounce back from your setback. Again, for a reminder, in John 10:10, the thief, which is the devil, Satan, the wicked one, he does not come. He only comes to do three things. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, according to the end clause of the verse in John 10, verse 10. To kill means to slaughter, to take life away from, to eradicate. When we look at the word to steal, it means to take away from. In other words, to pickpocket, to take from another person without rights, without the right motives. To destroy means to wipe out, demolish, to level to the ground. If you notice, all three things, kill, steal, and to destroy, all has negativity attached to it. As believers in Christ, we need to remember this always, that Satan's main agenda is to cause you to fall. He doesn't care. He doesn't care how much you say that you love the Lord. He doesn't care how much you profess, quote unquote, to be a Christian. All he cares about is your destruction. So don't allow setback in your life to bury you, to allow you. Don't allow a setback in your life to bury you by allowing it. Allow yourself to be propelled towards your destiny. Don't let setback suffocate you. Allow it to spring you forward into your calling. Setbacks will happen. Comebacks is a choice that we must make. So as a believer in Christ, we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We are living in a time and an hour. When we look around, every foundation around us is being shaken. From the White House all the way to your house and mine, even in the church house. But we as believers in Christ has a hope within us. We look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So don't let setbacks discourage you. It is a setup for a comeback with the good Lord's help. For an example, in the Bible, here we see in God's word about a man by the name of Samson who made a comeback because of a setback in his life. He was a man of God. He had taken the Nazarite vow for not cutting his hair. So it was the hair at that particular time for him. It was where his power and his strength came from. Samson met this lady by the name of Delilah. A man named Samson bounced back after lying in the lap of a woman by the name of Delilah. Samson, after his strength, he killed 1,000 Philistine men with a donkey's jawbone. Samson, he tore down the gates of the city wall. Samson, he also captured 300 foxes and lit their tail on fire which torched the grain fields of the Philistines. Samson was an awesome man of God. But when he volunteered to Delilah the secret to his strength about cutting his hair, it was cut. And because of that incident, he was captured by the Philistines and placed in a coliseum where they made sport, where they made a spectacle of him in that sporting arena. Samson, they poked out his eyes and he was led by a young man. During this particular celebration and occasion, Samson instructed the young man to put him between two pillars that was holding the column, that was holding the structure of the building. And Samson prayed and asked the Lord to give him strength. And when he pulled the pillars from the foundation, it allowed him to kill over 3,000 Philistines. Samson, he bounced back from his setback. Even though in his death, he killed more Philistines in his death than when he was alive. Remember, beloved, people of God, there is a setback. Remember this, that a setback is a setup for a comeback. Say that again. Have you ever experienced a setback in your life? In areas where you was involved in? A setback in your marriage, in your finance, in every area of life? A setback. It is a setup for a comeback. You see, setback challenges us on our path to greatness. But God will always help us to rise over the challenges that we may encounter. Yes, setbacks, it challenges us as individuals on our way, on our path to greatness. God has placed greatness in our lives. And he will always help us to rise over the challenges of life. Bible says that in Hebrews 13:5, part B of the verse, he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, beloved, be encouraged tonight. It is time to bounce back from your setback. Even during this time of pandemic, even during this time of being quarantined at the house, even now in 2021, God is still able to help you to bounce back from your setback. So people of God, Satan in 2021, he will try to cause chaos, even in the church. Satan will try to form coalitions, alliances to overwhelm, overthrow the godly by sheer numbers of force. See, when he gets into people and give them a thought. Remember, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And if we're not on alert, if we're not watchful, he'll try to place within people's minds to gain together, to try to come against godly leadership within the body of Christ. You see, Satan operates even now in 2021 by appealing to popular opinions against the people of God. Yes, child of God, in 2021, when we look around, the devil works through government channels and traditional cases, trying to enact laws that oppose Christianity and to prohibit God's people from living as God would have us to live. We know as God's people that we're under attack, because the word says so. Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus. Part of your persecution gonna be for the stand that you take. Remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So beloved, here in this United States of America that we live in, the land of the brave and the free, we often see and encounter, even now, laws that is on the books that have been passed, for instance. We now have what you call no-fault divorce laws that undermines the lifelong commitment of marriage vows and gives and enable couples to split up for any reason. Yes, this is the time and the age that we're living in. They have laws on the books right now that for the alternative lifestyle of people to have the same rights. But we as God's people must stay prayed up, must stand in the gap and pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, that if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal the land. This is a promise that God has given to his people. If you will, God will. Where it says in 1 Peter 5:8, for us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may devour. You see, Satan do not give up in his opposition towards your spiritual progress. Even though when we are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, on our way to heaven, the devil gonna fight you every inch of the way. People of God, the devil will always keep on attacking, try to countering whatever the Lord's people try to do in order to move ahead on a spiritual basis. When you make up your mind, firm, strong, steady commitment to do what God has assigned you to do, get ready, you'll become a target for the enemy. He'll try his best to discourage you. He'll try his best to cause distraction, get you off focus on what you have been called to do. But we have to encourage ourselves like David did. Encourage ourselves in the Lord. Have a made up mind that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Yes, my brothers and sisters, people of God, it is time for you to bounce back from your setback. It is time to go forward in the things of God. It is time to do our best in 2021, I need thee. Yes, we are experiencing this pandemic. Yes, there is chaos going on. But he promised. Sometimes God allows trials in our lives to wake us up to the fact of, to let us know we can't do nothing without him. Sometimes we get too complacent and do things in a way that it may seem to be right. Bible says that there's a way that seemeth right to a man or a woman, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. God knows best what is best for our lives. Sometimes we may not agree, try to go against the grain, but God uses the good as well as the bad in our lives to bring us to perfection. See, the Word of God let us know in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26, it says, "For what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Believers of Christ, what we need in 2021 is more than that of wealth, stature, or accomplishment. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need more of God in our lives. We need to know him better on a personal basis. We need to love him more and to stick closer to him. Yes, this is a time of making things right with God. This is a time in 2021 to make sure that our house is in order, our spiritual house. God uses crisis in our lives as wake-up calls for us to turn away from this worldly pursuit and to come back to him. Every crisis is a challenge for our faith. By our faith towards God, every crisis should give us a deeper commitment and determination to serve God. When things are going good or when things are going not so good. Again, this is a decision that we as individuals have to make. That's why we cannot look in both directions at the same time. We can't look back into our past that God allowed us to be delivered of. We have to look up to him as our source and our connection. So it is time, my brothers and sisters, for us to bounce back from our setback. So as individuals, people of God, life as we know it, it has its ups and downs. It has its highs and lows. No matter how we try to stay on the high peaks of the mountain, at some point, we will descend into the deep, dark valleys. You may even hit what we call rock bottom when you make wrong, foolish choices or from foolishness, foolish, wrong choices of others. Yes, beloved, everyone goes through this life. May hit rock bottom. But the question today is, tonight is, in 2020, 2021, is how do you bounce back from your setback? It is a time for you to really, really consider how to bounce back from your setback. Let us look at another example of a man by the name of Jonah, who was a hard-headed, stubborn preacher. For an example, when we look at Jonah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, I think it is. Yes, 4 chapter in the book. We see that Jonah was given an assignment by God to go to Nineveh to preach to a people. Jonah decided to go on his own. He decided to pay the fare and go on a ship that was headed to Tarshish instead of going to Nineveh. Bible says that while he was there on that ship, was in troubled waters. The waves started coming up. The ship started rocking. Well, Jonah wasn't sleeping on the ship. When the captain came down in the belly of the ship and found him asleep, he told Jonah, he said, "Why are you asleep?" Paraphrase. Jonah got up and they started questioning him. They came to the point where, because of them being professional sailors, they knew that trouble was trying to find what was causing the trouble. And they decided to pull a lot. And the shortest lot fell on Jonah. So they knew that Jonah was the problem. But because of them trying to not throw Jonah overboard, they started unloading cargo. But Jonah came forward and told him, he said, "I know what the problem is. I am running from the assignment that God has given me to do. All that we are experiencing right here is because of me." Yet they still tried to steer the ship and keep it steady. But it came to a point where Jonah was thrown overboard, and God had prepared a great fish. Jonah, when we read about it in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, Jonah, after being swallowed by this great fish, he prayed. Bible says, it says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell. I cried, and thou hearest my voice. But thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the flood compassed me about. All thy bullets and thy waves are passed over me." Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul, the depths close me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet has now brought up my life from corruption. O Lord, my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord in my prayers. And my prayers came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe worthless idols, forsake thy own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay the vow that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah upon the dry ground. Beloved, one of the reasons that God often sends us to the bottom is to humble us. Like Jonah, we sometimes turn away from God to ourselves by letting pride blind us to God's purpose and God's presence. Believers of Christ, when we hit the bottom in life, we find time to pray. The Bible says in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Listen, we live in a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week, in a world that is plagued with sin and corruption. So we as people of God, as God's children, we need to make prayer a priority each and every day of our lives. You see, when we make prayer a necessity every day, it will become part of our lifestyle. So, beloved, when we encounter hardship or life challenges that may bring us to rock bottom, It is no time to wallow in self-pity, or for us to have a fuss with God. No, it is time to make sure that your relationship with God is right. And sure, by looking up to him, confessing our sins, repenting of our sins, looking up to the hills from which comes our help coming from the Lord. Believers in Christ, through prayer and fasting, it gives us clarity and understanding of the whole truth, which we encounter in life, and understanding of the whole matter that is taking place. So, beloved, always remember this. We need to understand that behind everything that happened to us that God allowed. God is always at work. Believers of Christ, if you are at rock bottom right now in your life in 2021, probably because of disobedience towards God or towards his word, all we need to do is come to him sincerely and confess our sins. Repent of them. You need to come to the understanding that God is always right and we are wrong at times. And the only way to get right with him is for you to admit it, repent of it. Bible says that in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if for any reason that you have missed the mark, you have fallen short of what was expected. The word gives us a word to, in order to get back to right standing with God. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as a believer of Christ, it is time, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to bounce back from your setback. See, when we talked about repentance, it involves not only a change of heart, but it also involves a change of direction, which includes seeking God and forsaking sin. Believer of Christ, this is the hour and the time to turn to God for great comfort, strength. Turn to him for God's wisdom and guidance through the challenges that we may experience in 2021. Yes, beloved, bouncing back from setbacks involves looking up in prayer, coming to an understanding with the Lord, and trusting that God will lift you up and lift you out. 1 John 5, verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcoming the world. And this is the victory of overcoming the world, even our faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It is time for we as individuals in the body of Christ, as believers in Christ, it is time for us to bounce back from our setback. We just hope and pray that something that was said through this teaching tonight that will inspire you to go on a little bit further in the things of God, that would encourage you to stay on course, to look on to him for you, because he's able, willing, and ready to meet your each and every need and to help you to overcome. God bless you. God keep you. Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you, and we thank you for joining us this evening for this broadcast. Please feel free to share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends so that they may be able to listen with you to us. The broadcast is aired every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you as our guest. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like for us to discuss, please feel free to write to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 7059. Address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. Again, that address for correspondence is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. The broadcast airs every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number. Join us. We'd love to have you. God bless. Have a great week. And the Lord willing, we'll see you soon. Hear from you soon. God bless. And thank you so much for your support.